He said, now watch this. Verse 10.
Go ahead, preacher.
But the God of all grace.
Yes.
But who?
God of all grace.
The God of what?
All grace.
How much grace?
All grace.
How much?
All
grace. The God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory. Who called you? The God of grace called you to his eternal glory. Hmm?
Yes, sir.
By Christ Jesus. He'll call you. So after you have suffered a while, what happened? Hmm? After you had suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. That means persecution come.
Yes, sir.
He going to establish you where you won't be moved. He going to settle you where you know, I don't care what come or goes, I'm settled. I ain't moving nowhere.
Okay.
Let your wind blow. Let whatever you want to do. I'm settled on this truth. I'm settled. I'm established.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to do. And I know what I know what's been done to you. So I'm gonna live life. I'm gonna finish my course.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna run my race. I'm not gonna faint along the way.
All right, preacher.
I'm gonna finish what God put me in the earth to do, and you can't stop me.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how many, whatever you see. And people talking about this and that and that and that. You better get hooked up with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because all this other stuff would vanish, but the kingdom of God will stand strong. Not for a period of time, but for eternity of the eternities of the eternities. So you can be foolish or... is that a good word? Yeah? Yeah, you can be foolish if you want to. And not dive into this word and let it become your morning delight, your noonday delight, your evening delight, your midnight delight, and that you live it day and night. That you live life, you live it. Let that word indwell you, empower you, take control of you. It's what you live, it's what you walk, it's what you talk, it's what you breathe, it's who you are. Then you become this giant man, woman of faith. With courage, fearless, vicious against the adversary, but gentle to God, loving people. But when the adversaries show up, you're like a vicious lion. Don't you dare put your hand on my family. Don't you dare put your hand on my possession. Don't you dare put your hand on my city.
Come on, preacher.
Don't you mess with my money. I have instruction from the King of Kings how to handle this money. I have the anointing from him who appointed me to teach this word. I have anointing. I have been given life by him who set me in this place to live this way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Settle you. And verse 11 said, to him be glory. Listen now. To him be what? Glory, dominion, for how long?
Forever
and ever. How long?
Forever
and ever. I, you, we. I, you, we have been given authority to go into all the world and proclaim this truth. All the rest of it is bogus. It's a lie. It's untrue. And too many Christians got the untrue things in their mouth, telling a lie against God.
Right.
And got people fooled, confused, and disturbed. God is everything he said in his word he is.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all hear me today?
Yes, sir, we hear you.
If he say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee, that's exactly who he is. If he said, I'm the Lord God that I never leave thee, that's exactly who he is. He said, I'm the Lord God I change not, that's exactly who he is.
Come on, preach it.
And this gospel we are to preach. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
He's not going around trying to destroy people. For I came to seek and to save that which were lost.
Yes, sir.
And when people preach and teach and live religious stuff, people don't get saved. But when we live and let our lives be a living epistle as we walk among our neighbor, our husband, our wife, our family, and our lives become a living epistle, they can read the Bible because
yes, sir.
We're living it. It's living in me. I'm walking it out. I'm walking it out. Then people say, that person, that man, that woman, they're real. That's God.
Yes, sir.
But we put on this phony baloney. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And one little twisted thing happened. You cussing from that out. You gossiping. You off in unbelief. Don't believe nothing. Come on. Come on now. Come on, y'all. If I'm not preaching, tell me to shut up and I'll close my Bible.
You preaching, preacher.
And this kind of stuff has robbed you. You ought to be living. You're doing good, but you're not doing as good as God wants you. Some of you living too far beneath your privilege. You cannot get to where you need to go treating God's word second-handed,
yes, sir,
and third-handed.
All right.
Or just picking up when it becomes handy.
Okay.
My. It is my life. This is what I live.
Yes.
Do y'all hear me? It's my life. I'm a living. The living God lives on the inside of this body. He's in my spirit. Do y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's something I just thought up that I might try to do. It's my life. Without him, there is no life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.